as the vision happens,
will be saved. One will enter into your family on conversion.
Full of grace, the Lord is with you.
I have asked all my children to bring the light to those who are in darkness by your example. You may convert and bring others back to my son.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
the Jesus. Great tribulations that I have spoken of to you many times have started, my children.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
We find that they are going unrecognized as from the Father.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed
the
art thou
heart
among women,
has grown callous
of thy womb, Jesus.
To the sufferings of others. Why, my children, do so many blind themselves to mercy for their brothers until they too must feel the sword upon them?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Gospel as written by our beloved seers of the past has gone throughout the world. The word of the Father will reach all, and they will each individual have made their choice.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Almighty Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of thy mercy. Saint Michael the Archangel, God
are being dispensed.
And do thou, O Prince of the heavens,
by my Son,
the power of God, cast
through the sacred grounds about you,
proud through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
I have promised to bring many back to my Son.
Our Father, who art
through these graces
be thy name,
of conversion and cures,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
A bishop asked for the sign of truth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The Father
blessed art thou
will send him the sign when he opens his heart to the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou,
the Father,
among women,
my child,
of thy womb, Jesus,
guides the battle ahead. We are at war.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
But this is not a war of worldly nature.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
It is a war of the Spirit. Recognize that we will make in these days many great saints.
Of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary,
they will not
the Lord is
gain
blessed art
their crown without the suffering.
Thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The sins of the flesh are sending many souls to hell. The desire for riches condemn many souls.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
all power gained through riches is but of short duration.
Hail Mary.
Shall you trade that for eternity?
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
My son
glory be to
has
God,
chosen
the sun,
from the world many to represent him in his house.
Save us from the fires of hell.
It saddens our heart to know that many now prefer life among the human race. They do not prefer to stand forth as an example of my son.
The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of the child.
My son's representatives return to their life of prayer. They will be led farther from the path.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among the and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art
you
of thy womb, Jesus.
Have given your life into the trust of my son. You will be guided along the right path for your salvation. Do not expect to fully understand the ways of your God, for his judgment is not akin to man. Accept the trials and the sufferings of your daily life on earth.
Blessed art thou.
And when the time comes, you will fully understand why your cross was made heavy.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
And I assure you, my children,
blessed art thou
at that time, you will rise with joy of heart to know that you were given the opportunity for your salvation.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I have a humble lesson to give to your world.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
If you are to follow my Son
on earth as it is,
and stay on the road that leads to the kingdom, you must divest yourself of all desire for worldly embellishments.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You must desire to strip your being of all worldly vanity and pride. You owe nothing, my children, to any human being, but to bring him the example of a living Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The love of riches has destroyed many. The destruction of friend to friend, and brother to brother, and sister to sister, for the love of money and riches. But saddest of all, the destruction of the soul.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Lady, oh Lady.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Oh, she's beautiful. She has on her a long gown. The light is so bright that I know the gown is trimmed in gold all along the edge, but I have never seen her so young looking. Our Lady, sir, I visited my children at Fatima, and next to her, there's a little girl. She's dressed, she looks like she has a long, rugged, very rugged looking gown on her, comes down to her feet, and now she's pulling out her stocking. Her stocking seems to be falling down, and now walking towards her is a young boy. He's shorter than she is, but he has a sort of a black-looking hat on his head, but it's hanging way over. And she's now, the little girl is doing this. She's trying to tell me she's writing J-A-C. Oh, I know. Oh, it's Jacinta, and she's talking about the picture. The picture, yes, the father allowed her to write on the picture. But Jacinta said, and she's standing now next to Our Lady, and she said, they did not listen to my words. And Our Lady now, she's moving over to the center of the flagpole. She said, "Years too late. Years too late. How sad my tears fall upon the world. Years too late." Andrew Sinter is now moving over by Our Lady. She looks very small. Now, Michael, I recognize Michael, is coming forward. Michael said that the scale is unbalanced and the great tribulations are at hand and will increase. Many foolish peoples have chosen their own death. Our Lady now is moving over to the left side of the flagpole. She's very beautiful. She's dressed, it's all in white, but the whole gown seems to cover her like a large shawl all around the outside. And she said, "I have not come to bring fear to my children, but I have come to prepare you and warn you of what lies ahead if you do not heed my admonition." What remains upon earth who will attest to the truth of Jacinta? All will come to pass as divested to you. The secret with the Father is unknown even to the highest angels of the choir. Therefore, my children, do not spend your time in speculating on dates, but be prepared. Heaven knows no age as you count your days on earth. Speculation in dates is not necessary, for time is endless when you come over the veil. Satan has now four major adversaries upon earth. I have given you in the past the direction of his plan. The fourth major adversary is now released from the abyss. Before the coming of my son in final battle with Michael and all the armies of heaven, two more will enter upon earth. Prepare, my children, for the great trials that are ahead. All who remain of well spirit are not to accept my counsel with fear. But woe to those who do not listen and harden their hearts and deafen their ears to my counsel. I have come to earth because I am your mother. And as a mother, I cannot help but fear what will happen to my children without my help. My son is being re-crucified by the children. He already sacrificed himself for in the past. The Father Yes. The Father wants it to be known at this time that the prayers, the sacrifices of those who love and care have not gone unnoticed. But the scale is falling heavily, unbalanced to the left. Therefore, unless man makes a major reversal, he can expect the ball of redemption very soon upon him. It will be the manner of cleansing. Fire will claim many, for many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Very soon, you will receive another warning. The world will call it a major disaster. And after that, the world will not call it a major disturbance of natural tendencies, but they will call it the hand of God. My child, the Father is allowing to enter upon man many signs, many prodigies, for one reason, in this desperate battle for the recovery of his children's souls. Satan roams the world. Satan roams within the house of my son. And only you hold the decision for the final outcome of your salvation. Each man will make his own decision. For when you fall, you will have fallen of your own choice. Prayer, sacrifice, penance. This, my children, is not too much to ask of you in the face of what lies ahead of you. Your country has received many warnings. Each one will grow more severe until the cleansing is complete. There will be a time when you will feel that all hell roams your earth. Those in the light will be persecuted. Do not expect to go without suffering. But there is one great hope that you must always keep in your heart, that my Son and the Father will be victorious. It is and has been from the beginning of the time of your earth, the time that these moments on earth of tribulation would approach. The darkness was held back by the prayers and penance of many, and the darkness can still be held back with a major reversal and a turning from the man of sin, who is day by day claiming more victims. You will continue to pray and make sacrifices for your clergy. They are given many graces by their ordination, but they too are under subject to attack, great attack by the adversary, Satan. You must pray that they do not fall into darkness, for in this way they will have the opportunity to take many souls with them to hell. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer now. My children, do not become lax and wait for another to sacrifice and do penance. This you must do yourself and be an apostle, a disciple of my Son. For if you bring back only one to us, there will be such great rejoicing in heaven for each that you recover for us from Lucifer. Penance, sacrifice, my children, I beg of you, for many will be lost to us in the days ahead. The greatest power given to me from the Father are your beads of prayer that I gave to you many years ago. Pray, my children, and keep a constant vigilance.
I see a cave.
Hail Mary.
There's a large hole in the hillside, and it's all dug out like it's been dug out. It's a cave. And there's an animal. It looks like a donkey. It's tied to a rock at the side of the entrance of the cave. And now I can see inside the cave, and I see our lady, and she's sitting on the ground. Our lady has on a heavy shawl, and she, I see a man, and he has on a brown gown, and he has a beard. I could look at him, and he's looking over to our lady, and he's carrying straw. There's an animal over to the side. It looks like a cow, I guess. It looks like a cow. And the man, I know now, the man is St. Joseph. And he's carrying the straw over, and he's laying it down by our lady. And she has a little baby, and he's all wrapped up in his sheeting. And the sheeting looks like muslin. It's a grayish white, sort of a yellowish, very hard-looking material. And she's smiling. And she's laying this little baby down. He's wrapped up in his sheeting on this drawer. And now she's sitting up, and she's smiling. And Joseph walks over to her. And he's giving her a piece of fish. I know it's fish, but it's very dry looking. It's about, it's a piece about that long. And our lady now is sitting there, and she's eating it, but it looks very hard. It looks like it's dried out. And Joseph now, he has, it's a loaf of bread, I guess, but it looks very dark, almost black looking. And he broke off a piece of it on a piece of rock. He hit it, so it must be very hard what he's eating. And now there's a light. There's a beautiful light now lighting up the whole inside of the cave. But it's not coming. There's no candles or anything. And behind them, there are two beautiful angels. One of the angels, he's dressed in blue. Beautiful, a long blue gown. And over at the side of him is an angel. I can't see their faces. They're so bright that all I can see are the gowns and these wings. I know they have wings because they're like feathery, goose down, reaching down to the ground from their shoulders. And they're standing behind Our Lady, and Our Lady now has looked up to them. And the baby is looking up to them also. And the baby, I can tell from his size, is that I know he was just born, but yet his face, he looks like, could be, oh, year old. He's now smiling up at the angels. And a man now has come to the door, and he's looking in, and he's saying something about the inn. And Joseph shook his head no, they would stay there. Now, the man at the door, he doesn't seem to see anything, because I know he doesn't see anything, because he asked if they wanted light. And Our Lady smiled up at Joseph, and Joseph shook his head no. And so I think the man at the door doesn't even see the light, this beautiful light that's lighting up the whole inside of the cave. I can't understand how he can't see it. It's so bright, beautiful. And now the man went outside, and he's got two goat. Looks like a goat he's bringing in, and he's tying it onto a rock that's at the edge of the door. It's very rough inside. It looks like rocks, as though they had cut out some rocks there. And now he's going out, and he's looking up to the sky, and there's a very bright star. There's a beautiful big star, and the rays of the star come all the way down right to the door of the cave. Now I'm looking down from the hills, and I see two men walking and another one riding, but he seems to be being carried on a board, and they're coming up, and they've got another board they're carrying, and it looks like a box on the board with some kind of a golden cover on it. And now the two men who are walking are dressed very elegantly with, they have these velvet robes on, and they're coming to the cave. And they're coming in, and they enter the cave, and the first two drop down to their knees. And they're opening the boxes, and our lady's looking at them, and they're going, and they're trying to, they're emptying the boxes at the feet of the baby. And our lady smiled, and she shook her head no. She shook her head no. And they put everything, it looked like there were jewels. I can see pearls, and I can see green glass, like looks like glass, like stones, and red ones. And, they looked very pretty. And our lady shook her head no. And they put them back in the box. And the man in this very deep burgundy-looking robe, he handed the box back then to the man. And now I know I can tell by looking at them that they're kings or something. They are very wealthy people. And now they're backing away without turning their back. They keep bowing down, and they left something else, another little box, but now they want to light it. And there's smoke coming out of it. I can smell it, like coming out of it. But it smells very strange. It's not like perfume. It smells like, I don't know how to explain it, like herbs, like. And then our lady allowed that. But I sit there, and it's the odor of it is so strange. It's, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I never smelled anything like that before. And our lady smiled, and then the men backed off, and one left a little sack, and when it came down, it must have coins or something in it, because I can hear, you know, like it was 50 cent pieces clinging. And our lady shook her head, no, no. And the man picked them up, and he backed, and the three of them now are going out of the cave, but they haven't turned their back. They keep bowing and bowing. And now our lady looked down to Jesus, and she's bending over, and she's smiling. Now it's getting very, very dark, and I can't see anything anymore. And our lady is appearing now outside the door. She's standing, and she's talking about the bee before the feast day of her son. Know me, she says. Know me before the feast day. It is only a small act of penance. Oh. Our lady said I was to extend the cross. Oh, our lady now has her beautiful white rosary, and it has a golden crucifix on it. And our lady now is extending the crucifix up. And I know if you have any sacramentals, if you extend them, she's going to bless the cross. Our Lady will also bless Oh, your sacramentals and any object of godly nature, because she has a very large golden crucifix on its white rosary, and now she's extending it very high, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now Our Lady is floating. Doesn't work. She kind of just floating over to the right side. And she's now blessing everyone on that side with a golden crucifix. And now she's coming back. And Michael now is joining her. And they're moving over to the left side of the flagpole here. And now Our Lady is bending way down. Our Lady is looking down. I don't know. She's looking down now, and she's speaking to somebody over on the left side of the flagpole. There must be somebody here tonight who is very special to Our Lady because she's speaking to him. I can't hear what she's saying. But now she's standing above him, and she's going to place her cross above him, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And she said, "Protection, my son, so you do not listen and follow the wrong rule." Oh, and now Our Lady is over to the center of the flagpole. She's just directly behind. Our Lady said, "Now you will continue with your beads of prayer."
Hail Mary.
I was kind of disappointed. I thought, gee whiz, kill everybody, why can't you let me stand up too? So he smiled and he says, "Not now." So here I am, still here in my chair, but it was wonderful. The whole chair and everything went up, and I was able to hold Jesus' hand. And now he thinks it's quite funny that I'm telling you about it. And he's standing. Now Jesus wants everyone to raise their sacramentals. Now, Jesus is wearing his red, it looks like a dark, almost burgundy colored gown. Now he's taking his robe and he's placing it over his right hand now. I guess it looks very heavy. Now he's raising his hand like this, and he's blessing everyone, but he's like this. He says, "I've got my fingers backwards." He's like that. Jesus says, well, he's raising his hand, and oh, he's making the sign of the Trinity, like this. Now, Jesus is going over towards the tree, and he's looking down, and he's blessing everyone on that side, and now Our Lady is behind him, and Jesus is coming over to the middle of a flagpole, and he's raising his hand. And he's blessing everyone with the sign of the Trinity. And he's smiling. And Jesus has such a... There's no way I can tell you when he smiles. I can't explain it to you. He's so wonderful. You feel so wonderful. And now Jesus is going over to the left side of the flagpole. And he's looking down now. There's somebody down there. Now Jesus going over to the left side of the flagpole, and he's looking down now. There's somebody down there. Now, I know there must be a priest or someone here tonight, because Our Lady is very, very much interested in someone here who's on the grounds tonight. And she's smiling. She says, "You are very..." She just turned to me, Our Lady said, she said, "You are very knowledgeable, my child." I don't know what she means by that. I don't know. But anyway, she's now looking down again, and she's now, Our Lady's with Jesus. Now, And our lady, turn to Jesus. Now, Jesus is standing over. Somebody is over here someplace, standing over to the left side of the flagpole. Now, Jesus now is blessing also everyone on that side, but now he's looking down upon somebody over there. And I can't turn around. Now, also, he's, for somebody on the left side of the flagpole, he's giving another special blessing in the sign of the Trinity. Now, a lady and Jesus are coming over. Hi, oh. I sure like to have another ride. Hi. Oh, our lady said you better pray and stop taking the rides. Now, our lady said to continue with the rosary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.